This is Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Probably goes without saying, but just given the way you had been hitting in the start of the season, it's particularly frustrating to kind of have this hit right now.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I love that. Alex Bregman just devastated.
That sucks.
And you hear it there. You hear it in his voice. Yeah. Devastation. Like, he's so down. He's like, here we go again. Like, this sucks. And then I just picture Cora going to Rafael Devers.
He's not.
If he could even bother doing it. Yeah, you're right. I mean, yeah, you're right.
Chances he asked Devers to play
but
third.
Like, that's, zero. That's Bregman. Yeah. Bregman is just down in the dumps. He's like, I can't believe this is happening again. I'm having a great year. Maybe even in the back of his mind, he's like, I'm having such a good year, I could opt out of this crap hole at the end of the year with how good I've been. And then he's just in such a mood, and then Devers can't be bothered to move off of DH. He's like, nah, I'm good.
Cora said Bregman was the perfect player. He's like, he's perfect. He's like, there's nothing I would change about him. I mean, other than, I guess, his quad.
Yeah, I'd change his quads.
He wants stronger quads.
Well, I'd fortify his quads, I think, is what I would do.
Just tape those up.
But short of that, I bet Bregman's devastated because he's like, man, I was trending to just opt out of this place.
He was having an awesome year.
Never be back again. 1 year in Boston. I'll Adrian Beltre my way right out of here.
So silver lining, he's back next year, I guess. He's probably, that's a lot of money. That's a ton of guaranteed money.
I mean, I guess at this point, the silver lining is the Red Sox stink. Bregman's out for 10 weeks or whatever it's going to be. But at least now he's probably stuck and has to opt back in. All right. If you want to spin it that way, we certainly can. I will get to your thoughts on Rafael Devers. Text line all over us for being bullish on the Red Sox before the year.
Well, people can change.
So we'll get to that. But not only is it a Tommy Tuesday.
No.
A Tier Tuesday.
That's right.
It's also a Two for Tuesday.
What is it?
It's a twofer Tuesday.
Twofer Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Be caller 9 to the contest line, 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word, you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Angels on June 3rd at Fenway Park. Again, caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. Give the code word to David in the other room.
All right, David.
And you'll score a pair of tickets. See the Red Sox take on the Angels on June 3rd at Fenway Park. It's the final Two for Tuesday of the year here on WEEI. Three more chances to win on Jones and Keefe. You'll have your opportunities on WEEI afternoons as well. Good luck there. You don't even think Cora asked Devers? I'm sure he didn't.
No way. He didn't ask him to play first. That was Breslow.
On this one, he shouldn't have to ask. Devers should be volunteering to go back to third.
I think he knew. Well, sure. But
you know what I mean?
That's not happening.
No one should have to ask him on this one.
Yeah, but like, it's not happening. But I agree with you.
First base, we disagree on.
Yeah, but I understand. I understand your point that we're in a grind here. Everyone's playing out of position. Do you think you could try this? Like, you, as much as we clown on him, you were a major league third baseman.
Right.
This isn't like taking some guy like slow pitch softball and be like, hey, we need you in the field now.
And I acknowledge Devers might be terrible at first.
He probably would.
He's not very good at third.
Correct.
But I think he's better than, I don't know, maybe Marcelo Meyer, you'd rather have it third than second base. I want Meyer in the lineup either way, but Devers should be offering. Like, hey, if you need me, I can go do it. And
well, no, now you're getting sort of toward that territory because you lost both hot corners, right? You lost Casas for the year and Bregman for an extended period of time. So that does start to change the equation. Because for me, I was like, all right, you convinced Devers to be a DH. He's actually doing a good job at DH. Leave him there. Like, if, you know, trying to think back to some of the teams, like if Kevin Youkilis or like one of these first basemen on the Red Sox went down, could David Ortiz do it for the rest of the year? Yeah, he could, but I probably wouldn't even really go there. I'd be like, we'll figure this out. Like, you are a great DH. I don't need to, you know, mess you up and everything else. But that's because he was year in and year out a DH, unless they were in the World Series or Interleague. Like, he was always a DH. Devers, this is his first year doing that. And if you're going to be shuffling people around, you don't really have a first baseman. Right now, you don't even really have a third baseman. Meyer will do it because he's a great teammate, just wants to be in the majors. But he's a shortstop, so you're bumping him over a spot. So now when you have two vacancies like this, they should probably at least gauge the temperature there.
I thought this is what he wanted. He never wanted to leave third base in the first place.
He didn't want to be asked to leave, though. Right, so it's like, hey, we need you back at third. He's like, yeah, but I wasn't your first choice.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I can't be on Devers' side. I know he's mashing. I really vehemently disagree with the crowd. We're like, don't mess with him. He's hitting. Don't mess with him.
Yeah. Well, they're messing with Campbell nonstop. Although maybe that's the argument against.
Yeah. I mean, you're messing with Campbell. You're messing with Meyer. Who knows? I mean, you're messing with Roman Anthony, leaving him in Worcester right now. So you can mess with this guy. You can move him around. And really, you shouldn't even have to ask him. He should be volunteering. But of course, he's not.
No.
617-779-7937. By the way, I got an email about this, Keith.
Ooh, brag.
Big time brag. Devers now without Bregman. He's already trending for the most walks. You mentioned Youkilis's name, which is what sparked this in my head.
Mm-hmm.
He's trending for the most walks for a Red Sox since Kevin Youkilis in like 2010.
Wow.
I don't have the email in front of me, but he's walking a crap ton.
A lot of walks. Three more yesterday.
Well, and they put him on. The Orioles were idiots by pitching to him over the weekend.
Yeah.
The Brewers were smart to put him on base yesterday, mm-hmm. especially because they only had to pitch to Connor Wong.
You don't think Narvaez and Wong are good protection?
You mean the guy that has zero RBI through the season so far?
I don't think he has an extra base hit. I think I saw Carrabba's tweeting about it.
No extra base hit, no RBI.
Who, Wong?
Yeah, Wong.
Yeah. He's 7-48.
Excellent.
On the season.
So, but the point is, Devers, there's no lineup protection, so teams are now just completely pitching around him.
Yeah.
And
that's why you need the golden bat rule.
That's
so
where
he can protect himself.
That's where it's trending. And so, the Red Sox have a lot of problems. You guys can discuss at 617-779-7937. Let's start it off today with our good pal JP in North Providence. What's up, JP?
The mongoose and the vulture. You might need the dump bump and ready because I'm fuming.
Oh, boy.
Jones, can we get some homemade cupcakes for Cora the Explorer?
I'll see what
that's
my wife
his
is
new
doing,
nickname because
yeah.
he's exploring
Cora
everywhere except where they should be. A Little League coach could do a better job. I'm fuming. And you know what gets me the angriest? Crochet's going to win the Cy Young Award like King Felix with a losing record and an under 2 ERA, and we can't get this guy wins. The moves make no sense at all. Here's what it should be. Devers, third base, Story, goodbye. You're at the bench. Bring up Roman. Just do it. Who's controlling who here? It just angers me that we've got a Cy Young Award winner that could win us more games and we should have three or four more wins easy with simple moves. You pinch run for your only guy that can hit. It makes no sense. I'm just fuming.
Yeah,
I get it. I get it.
I really didn't in real time have an issue with pinch running for Narvaez yesterday.
Yeah.
It didn't work, but no. I didn't have a huge issue with that. He seems to have a huge issue. In general, Cora's had a terrible year. That wouldn't be towards the top of my list. Who do you blame for Anthony being in AAA? I heard Curtis saying this morning Cora's part of who he blames, which
I like blaming Cora for stuff this year, but I don't know about that one. That seems higher than even him.
That's higher than Breslau. I think that's ownership.
So I'm legit confused, though, by it at this point. So Campbell starts the year with the club. We wondered, all right, is that, you know, he also signs the contract extension. It's very much tied to money. Also, maybe more of an obvious need at second than there was an obvious need in the outfield, at least to begin the year, or even short and third where Meyer's playing now. But, like, Campbell's been up here all year. Meyer's up here now, and it looks like to stay. Roman Anthony's supposed to be the best out of all of them. Your team sucks, and you have a bunch of guys hurt. You don't have any room for them.
Nope.
You're already moving people around to different positions all over the place anyway. We need more David Hamilton and Abraham Toro at bats. Or we could find a way to get Roman Anthony, who Worcester just keeps tweeting out clips of him socking balls into the bleachers.
Well, and he's
to the point where the tweets are like, please don't take him from us.
Yeah, yeah. Like we'll take him. Like it's the best at bat in the state right now.
And he's paying attention to what Meyer's doing in the big leagues, like tweeting about that and posting that on Instagram. Supportive.
Yeah.
But like, you know, he's like,
get him up there.
When the hell's my turn?
I don't know.
So
JP's point about Garrett Crochet, too. The last five starts, he has given up seven total earned runs, so like an ERA of like 2, and the team is 1-4 in those games.
Nice.
1-4. So they're 8. When he takes the mound for the season, his ERA is just barely over 2. They're 6-6 in his 12 starts.
And I would say most of that's not his fault. Most of that
almost,
is the,
almost
the
none
complete
of it.
Yeah, what did he have? One blow-up start
it's
in
there?
There was a game you guys were at against Seattle.
Oh, the Seattle game was his worst game.
Yeah.
And even that one, they only scored as a team 3 runs. But you're like, whatever. He didn't pitch well. He didn't pitch well enough to win that game. But all the other games, they either Cora takes them out early or they don't score runs for him.
Well, so that to me remains high on my list. Cora's handling of Crochet in his last start, not yesterday. Yesterday, let him throw 108. Yesterday, he's good to throw 108. You have no bullpen the game before. He's cruising, and you pull him out in the 6th inning. One away in the 6th inning,
doesn't
5 and a 3.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Makes no sense. Tommy's in Lynn. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's up, Jones? What's up, Keith?
Hey.
This is what I got to say. It's time to bring up Roman Anthony. It's time to move on from Trevor Story, sit him down on that bench, and bring up Roman Anthony, move Marcel Meyer to his position, because look at Story's numbers, guys.
Terrible.
Look at his numbers. Mm-hmm. So terrible. It's so terrible. He has Bobby Dalvec numbers. You remember his numbers, right?
Yes, yeah. I do.
We can laugh at this, Jones. And Cole is way over his head. What is he doing to this baseball team? He should be, I think they should move on from him. What is he doing?
I don't know what he's doing, Tommy. Great call.
It's a tough go for sure. Trevor Story, I think, deserves to be kind of looked at here. So The month of May, good sample. We're almost done. Memorial Day yesterday, so we're almost through the month. He is hitting .163. His OPS this month is .424.
Ooh, nice.
He has two
on base percentages that much.
Correct. He has two extra base hits in the entire month.
Great.
Not great, Bob.
Well, 13 of 80.
At least he doesn't strike out a ton.
Nope. That'd be 28 strikeouts in 80 at bats. He's useless. And he's not even that great in the field anymore. Well, that was the other thing. We were on the pregame with Joe Weil last week. And maybe we will bleed tomorrow as well as another day game.
Sick brag, bro.
Yeah. No doubt. He was even pointing out like some of the defensive metrics on Story. Like, those aren't even great. No. You can't even hang your hat on that. Like, at least Rafaela sort of justifies himself being in the lineup for now. He'll make a sick catch here and there. And he'll rob a double. Story is playing average to below average shortstop, and nobody's hitting worse. So why are we still trotting this guy out when you have Meyer? Now, I know this maybe complicates things and or gives him a longer leash because Bregman's down. If Bregman was down, it was a no-brainer. Just get Meyer there, take a spot. Well, now maybe they both have to play. But if it somehow, some way, with all the different hot potato at positions, if that guy's keeping Roman Anthony in Worcester, that's insane.
Yeah, it is. Our buddy Matt on Twitter, at JonesWEEI, at Keefe21, at Jones and Keefe. I'm with Keith on Trevor's Story. He's 154th out of 166 in offensive WAR in baseball.
Incredible.
Not even factoring in his defense.
Incredible.
One of the worst hitters in baseball.
Yeah.
As Tommy and Lynn says, he's basically Bobby Dalvec.
It's true.
He's basically Bobby Dalvec.
Did you see that
there.
Report on the, well, it was on Twitter, so it could be fake, but the report was before the White Sox DFA'd Dalvec, they asked the Red Sox, do you have any interest?
They're
like, no.
They're like, no.
We're all set. Thank you.
We have Trevor Story. We're good.
We got a guy.
617-779-7937. Tier Tuesday comes your way 1 hour from now. We're going to tier off Cookout Foods. Lottie, I imagine, at Cookouts yesterday on Memorial Day. You'll have another chance to win tickets to the Red Sox and Angels on June 3rd at Fenway Park, part of a 2 for Tuesday. We'll talk some Pats with Tommy Curran at high noon as well on a Tommy Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. Let's get to Roman Anthony. What's keeping him in AAA? Why is he still down in Worcester, and when are we going to see him? We'll get to it next.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
It was awesome. I've never experienced anything like that in my life. I actually just got done texting my friends and parents about that moment, so it's definitely something I remember for the rest of my life.
Marcelo Meyer making his debut over the weekend. What'd you think, Keefe? We got three games, three hits, double, bunch of strikeouts, an error. What'd you think of Marcelo Meyer?
A little bit of everything, right? With Meyer, obviously a lot of excitement. This was a guy that thought he should have made the team right out of camp. I think it was Bradford even that said he might have been the best player they had in camp. Like, so he felt like he should be there, but had a good attitude about it, said he'd play any position. They moved him around a whole bunch of positions. It seemed like he was getting ready to go for second base, and then the Bregman injury happens, and now it's like, all right, forget about those second base starts. Now you got to jump over to third. He did look like a rookie or a prospect in the first game.
That was like, he got called up in between games. He was getting ready to play at Worcester. Like, that admittedly was a tough spot to come in. Not to let our guy
find his keys.
Yeah, not to let our guy off the hook.
Couldn't find his keys.
You seen this?
Yeah.
Couldn't find his keys.
They've been missing. We've all been there.
They have missed. Okay. No,
that's why you got to get a big.
No, we haven't.
You got to get a big giant key
they
ring.
They have been missing for weeks. He had been missing his car keys for weeks. And then he just magically happened to find them.
Well.
That's strange.
God works in mysterious ways.
He does. I wonder if he was just
messing with him,
pulling our chain on this story.
Yeah.
But whatever. Like,
but he's seeing some big league pitching.
I don't
want to
give him too much.
Crazy day.
I don't want to give him too much of an excuse. But that was a wild day, right? Where it's just like it's a doubleheader. It's short notice. You're called up. You get no chance to scout the opposing pitcher. You're in there.
Yep.
Then he gets two hits on Sunday and another hit yesterday. So, look, he also contributed to a little league home run in one of the games over the weekend where he's chucking it all over the yard. But I don't know. I'm happy he's here. I wish he was here sooner. I think it's very unfortunate. The only reason he's here is the injury to Alex Bregman. But at least he's up here, and now let's see what he can do, because he's been one of the top prospects in baseball now for years.
Yeah, and I think he'll probably settle in, too. Like, what's all right, now you're here. You can take a breath. You got to wrap your head around what position you're going to play, because that was obviously up in the air and everything else. He has as many doubles over the weekend as Trevor Story has this month. So there's that.
I think
he's like chasing down like his hits too. Like it's close, but no, I'm looking forward to it. And it's all going to be about, you know, sustainability too, because Christian Campbell looked really good early.
True.
Looked great early.
True.
And then they kind of sniffed him out, and now he's in a massive funk. But no, I mean, all these guys, I wanted them all, even when the expectations were really high with the team, I wanted them all at the major league level and all of them playing. I thought there'd be room for all these guys. And for whatever reasons, there was only room for Campbell to start the year. But now that Meyer's here, I'd expect him to be on the club. Like, that's sort of my expectation now is, even if Bregman comes back on the early end of the timetable, all right, Meyer's still established enough where, all right, bump him over to short or,
right,
you know, whatever, first,
right,
second, something.
Make a call with
Trevor
Story.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's on the team and he's playing. And it also, just like, as a fan, the entertainment value of the team, it's really taken a nosedive. And this guy gives you a fun at bat to listen to. Look, to watch when he's up.
It was very fleeting, but the ovation, he was just talking about it. The ovation was, that was a fun moment,
yeah,
right? Like, it's
that's
like,
cool.
You could tell the fans were excited for it. It went away quick. They've lost three in a row since. The wheels are falling off with this team.
Yeah, he has not won a game yet.
But yeah, that, you could tell the anticipation level for the fans, which there hasn't been a lot of that this year.
Oh, apparently he didn't find his car keys.
No, no, no. So I thought they updated this on the broadcast yesterday.
Yeah, apparently he found him in the coat pocket, yeah, when they got to Milwaukee.
Yeah. I don't know. Look, we interviewed this
guy.
You
got to check your coat pocket. That's like one of the places that they always are.
Keith Bragg. But we interviewed this guy.
Yeah,
we're kind of best friends with Marcelo.
I think we're good friends.
Is basically how it works.
I've told him all my secrets.
He was willing to open up to us about ghost encounters,
that's
aliens,
true,
and things like this. I wonder if he's just getting a good chuckle out of pretending he lost his car keys and then magically finding them in Milwaukee of all places.
He's messing with us.
Yeah.
He's a little bit of a prankster.
I mean, we know Marcelo more than
we
most.
We do. That's true.
And
not
so,
everybody gets it like we do.
So that makes sense to me.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep. Yeah.
Where do you end up finding your keys more often than not when you lose them?
So let me tell
you. I would say like yesterday's jacket or sweatshirt.
I would say that's
a famous go-to.
No, if I can't find them, I'm really in trouble. I pretty much put my keys in the same like three places in life.
Got it.
It's like on our coffee table.
Okay.
It's on my dresser, or it's like right here next to me at work. Other than that, I don't even think I take them out of my pocket like ever. So I if they're missing, they're like really missing.
What's obnoxious is my wife's key. She always puts them in like her purse, and so if I need to like open up her car to get something, it's a mess. There's 1,000 things in her purse. I can never find them.
Yeah.
But it's one of those cars that if you're close enough, it'll open. She's like, just take the whole purse out there. So I'm like out in the driveway with the purse, like trying to get over the car. I'm like, just put your keys somewhere. Put them in one spot. I do the same thing. As soon as I get home, I put them in the one spot so I'm not running up and down in the morning looking for them.
Here's what you need. You need, I got my wife's key fob on the ring. So I just have her.
Oh, you have both.
Yeah.
Sick, Brad.
That is nice.
You know. You're living like the Jones family, living
that's
large.
That's pretty good.
Double,
two fobs?
Double the fobs.
That's going to weigh you down, though, in the pocket.
It does.
50 extra
fobs. Dude, double fob?
Yeah.
They don't
jingle very loudly when we do the keys.
I used to have the giant set of keys. Well, I still do when it's appropriate.
Uh-huh.
But I used to have, that's sort of how they organically came up, is because I had such a giant set of keys, right? And I don't even know what they were for.
Yeah.
It was like house, car, I'm sure like my parents' house, my grandparents' house. Like, I had a million keys.
The
now,
shed from my first home when I was
sheds,
growing up. Yeah, yeah.
Shed,
yeah,
where I keep the bodies. I mean, where I put all the evidence. Yeah. So I ended up going, now I just have fob and house key. That's
nice.
It. It's lightweight.
That's good. That's easy to lose, though.
If I needed to sprint out of here, I could.
It's easy to lose, though.
It is easy
to lose.
It's
dangerous. Mark is in Medford. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? Two things. The first thing, I just want to say, regardless of the Bregman injury, I think he's going to opt out, and he's probably going to end up on the Yankees or the Dodgers anyway. And my second thing, guys, which annoys the crap out of me now in Major League Baseball, no matter what broadcast I'm watching, Why do you feel the need to tell me the batter's bat swing, the trajectory of the ball, and how fast it came off the friggin' bat? I really don't care.
It's exit velo. People love it now.
Why do they say velo?
Short for velocity.
Yeah, why isn't it
velo? Kind of busy.
What's the word? The word's velocity.
Velo.
Why do we say velo? That annoys me.
I think it looks like velo, maybe. You think it looks like velo?
Yeah, but
it would be two L's in velo.
But the word is velocity.
Yeah,
so
but
we
the word changes
velo.
When you take the back half
I don't
of
like
it
that.
Off. It changes.
That, you know what?
That's what your
annoys,
problem?
That's what annoys me, Mark.
That's too many stats.
I got a stupid name for it.
I get it. People don't like the stats. There's a lot of stats. You just got to kind of look the other way. You know what threw
me
off?
Tell me how fast the pitcher throws it. I don't want to know how fast he throws it.
Yeah, less information.
I don't like it.
I don't want to know how many outs there are. I like to just enjoy the beautiful
game. Don't put
the
score on my screen.
Well, if anything,
I don't want
the
score on my screen.
Three quarters of the size of the screen yesterday.
Did you see that?
No.
So yesterday on Nesson, I was like, I almost called the police. I turn it on, and it's on HD. I think now it's like only HD channels, right? Remember back in the day, you'd have like both options, you'd be on the wrong one.
Yeah, you can flip to standard def.
So now I think it's just HD, but I'm on the HD channel, and like the players looked like they were in beautiful high definition. But the scoreboard thing was all stretched out. It looked like it was in like standard def, and I was like going crazy. I was like, "What even is this?"
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it really kind of. But then they fixed it like an inning later, right?
Yeah, it was jarring.
Well, I mean,
it was jarring.
They're on top of it in Nesson.
Yeah, they're not.
They're on top of things.
I'm like, is this what I get for being a subscriber to your app,
Keith? How did we not get this?
I do not subscribe to the app.
How did we not get this?
What?
Maybe a ghost was hiding Marcelo Meyer's keys.
Possible. He's had interactions with him before.
Right under our noses. How did we not come up with that?
That's true.
617-779-7937. Thank you. A little over a half hour from now, another chance to win tickets to the Red Sox and Angels on June 3rd at Fenway Park. Tom E. Tuesday, Tommy Curran at High Noon. We'll talk some Patriots coming up next. Plus, we got the Tier Tuesday, Cookout Foods at 1130. Jam-packed Jones and Keith for you. We'll get to you next.